Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Roundup for today, Monday, March 30th, 2015. I am Marilyn Isles. In the headlines this evening, DASPA boss says Dominica can earn more from tourism sector. Caribbean governments urged to pass proceeds of crime legislation and dozens dead near Yemen refugee camp. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
With nothing down and absolutely nothing to pay until Mother's Day. Plus, mad deals all over the store. I tell you, deals upon deals upon deals, and all deals priced to go. Go, go! You've got to be mad not to get yours, so get down to Courts right now. Nothing to pay until Mother's Day. Plus, even madder deals every day. You just can't. Courts, bringing value home.
And welcome back to this evening's news. CEO of the Dominica Air and Seaport Authority, DASPA, Benoit Badouil, says Dominica needs to earn greater revenue from its tourism sector. The DASPA boss is suggesting that standard rates be set by the Dominica Transport Board for transportation to certain tourism sites. Badouil is of the view that implementing a fixed rate to the island's tourism sites will greatly assist in that regard.
One of the things that I see going forward is that the transport board need to set and establish minimum rates to go to certain locations. For example, to go to Trafalgar, there should be a minimum set price for transportation. Just like you have from the airport, you know, everybody pays a fixed price. To go to Emerald Pool, there should be a fixed price to get there. And so that anybody found not following what the rules or the regulations stipulate would either have to be penalized or taken out or the license suspended in terms of the tourism license and so, because we think that we can earn a lot more. The country can earn a lot more in terms of the revenue that we make from tourism. There are countries earning as high as $200 per passenger, $150 per passenger. And I think in Dominica's case, we need to improve in terms of that.
It is our
CEO of the Dominica Air and Seaport Authority, DASPA, Benoit Badouil. And the former National Disaster Risk Management Coordinator, Cecil Shillingford, is representing Dominica at the 2015 National Hurricane Conference, which got underway today in Austin, Texas. According to a release, the primary goal of the annual hurricane conference is to improve hurricane preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation in order to save lives and property in the United States and the tropical islands of the Caribbean and Pacific. Dominica's representative, Cecil Shillingford, is expected to make a presentation to the conference on youth as a valuable resource in disaster risk management in the Caribbean. Mr. Shillingford will also moderate a session at the conference in which two Caribbean youth will present a youth perspective preparing our communities. He has indicated that his other interest in the conference this year will be on business continuity and the role of business in disaster risk management, and a visit to the just completed state-of-the-art Emergency Operations Center, EOC, in Austin, Texas. He said that he would like to see and help facilitate a more meaningful role in disaster risk management in Dominica and the Caribbean region for the private sector, and hopes that governments build and adequately resource emergency operations centers, EOCs, in the region. One of the highlights of this conference every year is the release of the predictions for the coming hurricane season by Dr. William Gray and Dr. Philip Kolbachs of the Colorado State University. They will present the Atlantic Basin seasonal hurricane prediction and outlook for the 2015 hurricane season. And in more news this evening, Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac is calling on government to meet with Roseau parliamentary representatives to discuss a proper way forward for the development and enhancement of the capital and surrounding areas. Isaac says he makes this call after a recent announcement that the commencement of the Roseau Enhancement Project has hit yet another delay. He says if the government continues to ignore the knowledge and expertise that lay outside of the government, these lapses and delays will continue to occur.
It is our view that things are not being done properly. We have issues of congestion in Roseau. We have issues of no proper parking. We have issues of a dilapidated city, which does not do well for the tourism product. So we are asking the government, especially the Minister of Finance, to meet with the PALREPs of the Roseau city and Roseau region in general, that is the four Roseaus, so that we can have a proper discussion and a way forward. We don't expect this project to be implemented very soon because of those same lapses that we have seen in the past. So what we are asking is, bring everyone who is important on board so that we can get the best way to implement such a project. In fact, the QATs had already agreed to finance such a project. At the time, it was valued at $41.5 million. So now we can pretty much estimate that for the Roseau Road Reinstatement Project and a general improvement, which includes, for example, the River Promenade, will be in the region of $75 million. So at least I think we need to meet and sit and discuss such matters.
Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac. And Attorney at Law Tiani Bihanzin says the concerns being raised about the granting of bail to five police officers charged with the murder of Joshua Etienne to avoid the officers being remanded at the state prison is very contradictory. Bihanzin says he makes these comments because of other law enforcement officers have been remanded and are currently serving time at the state prison. Therefore, he says in the absence of a bail act for Dominica, the state could declare that law enforcement officers do not serve time in the state prison. However, he says such a declaration would be a major contradiction for that the courts and the police force would have to deal with.
They can declare that police barracks is in fact a place to hold officers. But the problem they have is the contradiction. Because there are some that have been placed in security block in Stock Farm from the day they've been arrested and are now serving time in that same area. So for example, remember, this security block is a gender discriminatory area. Only men are in that area. Women are in one area. So the female officer would have been separated and she would have been placed among the women. The four men now would enter the same area where the other officer is serving a lengthy sentence. Mm. So you're going to say that, well, they cannot serve because the officers, yet there's one serving who has been in custody for 10 months. You look at the both of them. These individuals have been out for 8 months running about their business. This man had been in custody for 10 months prior to his trial in security block with various medical issues. And they still kept him there. So, I mean, it's smack of a contradiction. And I tell you something. They need to be very careful because they are playing with a incendiary device. The population may not take this. I cannot see what they are trying to do is incite an eruption in the society. That's what they're doing by this nonsense. If it's good for this officer, I can't see why it's good for the other one. Mm. That's the problem we have. And people talk about goose and gander, and I've already explained that we don't have any gooses here or ganders. If it's good for the manico, it's good for the Gucci.
Attorney at Law Tiani Bihanzin. And Dominican artist and carnival designer Dr. Alwyn Bully says the presence of the Martinican group La Maison de Leopold to conduct a series of workshops in papier-mâché mask making is a positive thing for Dominica. Dr. Bully says there are cultural traditions which are unique to individual islands, but there are also many cultural similarities like the use of African masks which are worth exploring. He says costume builders and carnival designers are always in search for new evolving dynamic methods for costume building, and Dominica's cooperation in this project with the La Maison de la Leopold adds to the continuous growth process.
You start off, of course, with ideas which are your own, but then you seek traditional ways of doing things which may come from other countries, or things that you see in books, or costumes that you see from other countries, and you naturally kind of absorb them and make them your own in terms of the interpretation of these aspects of building costumes. So every time you can find a new building technique, a new way of doing things, a new way of creating shapes and creating objects, you tend to use them as with all artists, a continuous growth process. Nobody says that I know everything there is to know about art. There's always new ways of doing things. That's what makes art such a dynamic and creative process. that you look for new avenues to expression, to self-expression, and especially when it comes to using indigenous materials as grasses and herbs and leaves and bamboo and sticks and various things like that, which can have very strong impact if they're used creatively. And this is what we found with the Martinican group. They were using used material, recycled material, and mixing that with the papier-mâché, which forms those shapes. Paint, of course, for color. And naturally, as you know, color can be changed into practically anything by how you combine them together. And the examples we saw at the opening parade of Carnival this year from Martinique was very, very impressive.
Dominican artist and carnival designer Dr. Alwyn Bully. And in more news this evening, those Caribbean governments that have not yet passed proceeds of crime legislation are being urged to do so. Consul General at the U.S. Embassy, Mark Bicefield, made this call on Friday while addressing the official opening of the Regional Security System, RSS, Council of Ministers meeting in Barbados. Those present included Barbados Prime Minister Fringdell Stewart, Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. Timothy Harris, and Chairman of RSS and Minister of Justice, Immigration and National Security in Dominica, Raybon Blackmore. Bicefield said that four member states, Grenada, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica and St. Vincent, had passed civil asset forfeiture legislation. He insisted that civil asset recovery would be used to fund the commitments of regional governments to the RSS while attacking the wallets of drug cartels. Acknowledging that these were difficult economic times, Bicefield, however, urged member states to exercise due diligence and caution in the administration of economic citizenship programs. He added that despite limited means, it was imperative that resources were provided for citizen security and stability in the region. And an airstrike has killed at least 40 people at a refugee camp in northwest Yemen, aid workers have said. State media said Saudi planes were responsible, but Yemeni foreign minister said artillery strikes by Houthi rebels were to blame. A Saudi Arabian-led coalition has been targeting Shiite Houthi rebels across the country in support of Yemen's embattled president Abdullah Mansour Hadi. Fresh strikes on Monday evening hit an arms depot in Sana'a. Residents from the area around nearby were seen fleeing their houses after the explosions, eyewitnesses and military sources said. Saudi naval forces have begun blockading Yemen ports to stop the movement of rebels and to prevent them from bringing in arms, coalition forces have said. And this has been your evening's news, Prime News Roundup. But first, a recap of our headlines. And making the news headlines this evening, Daspa Boss says Dominica can earn more from tourism sector. Caribbean governments urge to pass proceeds of crime legislation, and dozens are dead near the Yemen refugee camp. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.